In Egypt, at least 20 protesters have been killed during clashes outside the defense ministry in Cairo. Supporters of the ruling junta reportedly attacked protesters using birdshot guns and tear gas canisters. The protesters had camped out in the area calling for an end to military rule. Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. People have gathered near a military prison to show solidarity with Palestinians on a hunger strike in Israeli jails. Clashes erupted near the prison where several Palestinians were being held. Israeli forces fired tear gas to disperse the protesters. Russia has condemned recent rocket and bomb attacks in Syria. The Russian Foreign Ministry blamed terrorists for the violence, saying armed groups are seeking to find a pretext for foreign military intervention. It also blamed terrorists for launching a campaign to show the failure of Iran's peace plan. In the Eurozone, figures show unemployment rate has hit record highs. Half of the Eurozone countries are officially in a recession. The jobless rate stands at 10.9% for the first time in 15 years. More than 17 million men and women looked for work in the single currency area in March. In Afghanistan, two more U.S.-led soldiers have been killed in the country's east. The Western Military Alliance says one soldier was killed in an IED blast. The victim's nationality and the exact location of the attack have not been disclosed. Most foreign troops in the region are American. Several explosions have rocked the Afghan capital, Kabul, hours after a deal was signed that allowed American troops to stay in the country for another decade. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attacks. They say their target was the U.S. President Barack Obama, who was in Afghanistan on a surprise visit. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says he hopes the nation will once again show its vigilance in the upcoming second round of parliamentary elections. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said he expects a high turnout of the ballot boxes. Iranians will vote on Friday to choose another 65 lawmakers to the legislature. And finally, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Washington will remain committed to Chinese activist Chen Guangcheng. The blind activist managed to escape house arrest last week and seek refuge in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. He's in the hospital now receiving medical treatment.